UN chief warns of annihilation of Pacific Islands from climate change. By Thomas D. Williams, PhD, on August 23, 2024. The United Nations alarmist-in-chief Antonio Guterres warned Thursday some Pacific territories face annihilation from rising sea levels. Visiting the Polynesian island country of Samoa, Guterres said rising sea levels pose an enormous threat to Samoa, to the Pacific and to other small island developing states, and these challenges demand resolute international action. You are on the front lines of the climate crisis, dealing with extreme weather events from raging tropical cyclones to record ocean heat waves, the veteran Portuguese socialist stated. Sea levels are rising even faster than the global average, posing an existential threat to millions of Pacific Islanders, he added. People are suffering. Economies are being shattered. And entire territories face annihilation, he said. Writing on X, former Twitter, Guterres said he was deeply moved by his meeting with coastal communities in Samoa forced to move their homes inland. Sea levels are rising at a rate not seen in at least 3,000 years, he said. If we don't reverse these climate change trends, we will see this tragedy in other coastal areas globally. Earlier this summer, the New York Times actually acknowledged that island nations like the Maldives and Tuvalu are not, in fact, in danger of sinking under the seas due to climate change, despite what alarmists say. In a June 26 article titled "The Vanishing Islands That Failed to Vanish," the NEET climate reporter, Raymond Zhang, wrote that as the planet warms and the oceans rise, atoll nations like the Maldives, the Marshall Islands and Tuvalu have seemed doomed to vanish, like the mythical Atlantis, into watery oblivion. Zhang wrote. Of late, though, scientists have begun telling a surprising new story about these islands. By comparing mid-20th century aerial photos with recent satellite images, they've been able to see how the islands have evolved over time. What they found is startling: even though sea levels have risen, many islands haven't shrunk. Most, in fact, have been stable. Some have even grown. Undeterred by these data, on Thursday Guterres urged wealthier nations to pony up to pay climate reparations for the consequences of climate change in developing countries. The UN chief has made a name for himself for his doomsday climate predictions and ever more hysterical rhetoric. In 2023, for example, Guterres decried climate-related carnage in Pakistan caused by apocalyptic flooding. I will never forget the climate-related carnage I saw after apocalyptic flooding submerged a third of Pakistan, the UN chief stated on X. I call on donors and international financial institutions to make good on their funding pledges in support of recovery efforts as soon as possible. The climate emergency is threatening the very survival of communities and economies that depend on tourism, he said, while calling for green investments and investing in sustainable tourism. Those working for real climate action are on the right side of history, he wrote, since the battle to stop global warming constitutes the fight of our lives. Guterres has also argued that humanity must urgently find solutions to climate change because it has opened the gates of hell. Horrendous heat is having horrendous effects, Guterres warned in opening remarks at the UN Climate Ambition Summit in New York last year. Distraught farmers watching crops carried away by floods, sweltering temperatures spawning disease, and thousands fleeing in fear as historic fires rage. The era of global warming has ended, the era of global boiling has arrived, he said, emphasis added, asserting that the dog days of summer are not just barking. They are biting, and adding that the climate breakdown has begun. Guterres has attributed the climate crisis to humanity's fossil fuel addiction, insisting that climate is imploding faster than we can cope. Follow at Williams Rome.